Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. The teacher, I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
One of the most important problems of the modern world is violence. This violence can be the domestic violence, which is taking place inside the families, inside the houses, the societal violence, and also the global violence in the format of the wars that are taking place. For example, what is taking place in Palestine or Lebanon can be a manifestation of the violence of an oppressor against an oppressed one. How the religion of Islam discourages violence, and in what ways the religion of Islam is a religion of peace. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. First of all, you for sure believe that Islam is the religion of peace and not war, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course. Islam is a major world religion, teaches principles that promote peace, compassion, and the sanctity of life. So there are several ways in which we can prove that Islam discourages violence and emphasizes peace. To begin with, first of all, I can mention this, that according to the teachings of the Holy Quran, we see that the Quran contains numerous kind of verses that promote peace and discourage violence. For instance, it emphasizes that the killing of one innocent person is equivalent to killing of all humanity.
Yes.
If you kill one single person violently, you know, without any excuse, for example, this kind of violence that you commit against one single person is equivalent to killing of humanity.
That's right.
In the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse number 32, it is mentioned. So it highlights that the value of human life and the importance of, let's say, protecting of human life is to what extent important for Islam and Muslim. This is the first point. According to the prophetic traditions and sayings and ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that, again, the hadiths, which are the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also stress peace and nonviolence. The Prophet is known for promoting forgiveness, reconciliation, and compassion, even in the face of adversity, even with the Muslims, with the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
To mention just as one example, I can mention this, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Mecca,
yes,
so Prophet entered the city of Mecca with his army.
Yes.
And at that time, Prophet was so much strong and powerful in terms of weaponry's warfare. He could kill and massacre all the residents of Mecca.
Yes.
Because they were the enemies, they were the disbelievers.
The unbelievers, yeah, and infidels.
And
right.
they actually killed numberless people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they usurped all the properties and the, let's say, the things that belonged to Muslims. And they actually, what we can say, they sent the Muslims out of the city and,
right,
and usurped their lands, their properties,
mm-hmm,
you know, and they killed them. And they tortured the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they forced the Prophet to leave Mecca. So all these were the excuses for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
That is why when the people of Mecca came to the Prophet and asked the Prophet that, okay, oh Prophet, what would you do with us now? Because they were really fearful. They fully understood that, okay, whatever Prophet decide now,
yes,
we deserves to be treated by the Prophet in any way that he decides.
Okay. That's
so, because there was a kind of non-written agreements in the battles, in the wars, that whenever you conquer the land, the area, so you have the right to do whatever they do, you can do with them. But we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that, I do with you what my brother Yusuf did with his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sentence narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that, I will behave you the same way that my brother Yusuf alayhi salam behaved his brothers. And it is said that when the Prophet entered the city of Mecca, he respected Abu Sufyan. He said that those people who seek refuge to the house of Abu Sufyan, they are safe. You should not arrest them, you should not torture them, you should not kill them. The house of Abu Sufyan.
Wow.
And he said that some people brought to the Prophet Wahshi, the servant of Abu Sufyan, who killed Hamza, The people brought Wahshi in the presence of the Prophet to invoke the Prophet to kill this person. The Prophet told this Wahshi, look, told the Wahshi that please leave Mecca, because whenever I see you, it reminds me of the Battle of Uhud. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of my uncle Hamza. That is the reason that I do not want to see you again. You are safe. You can enjoy your life. Go and you are free.
So there was just no revenge not, or something like that.
Try not to meet me because it reminds me of that event. Okay. You know, that is the reason that I do not want to see you. And even Prophet ﷺ did not kill Wahshi.
That's right.
Let alone the other people.
All right.
So this is the mercy. This is the way that the Quran says in Narsallaka Rahmatan lil Alameen. You are Rahmah. Yes, when the people attack Muslims, attack Medina, attack Muslims, this is the responsibility of the Prophet to defend them.
Yes.
Based on the self-defense principle of self-defense. He has the right. But when he is powerful, he is strong, and he can do lots of violence, commit lots of violence against people, but he does not. He never does that.
That's right.
So this is the reason that we say that.
Okay, very good.
Islam is the religion of peace.
All right, thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani. But Sheikh Nur Muhammad, we could find that, unfortunately, Islam is pictured as a violent religion. I mean, in the world, we could see that by showing the barbaric footage of ISIS-like or... I mean, the radical extremist groups of Islam, they say that this is what Islam is going to do to you. At the same time, we see so many people who convert to the religion of Islam because they believe it is a religion of peace and tranquility. So how these two come together?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think after the genocide in Lebanon and Gaza, those people, especially the Israeli regime, cannot... talk about non-violent, you know, activities and to accuse, you know, Islam, this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be violent. Because the most atrocious people and oppressive regime in this world is the Israeli regime.
Yes.
By the support of America and other arrogant power trying to... have the genocide in Lebanon, Gaza, and unfortunately, you know, you see that before the eyes of millions and billions of people committing this biggest crime.
Yes.
You know that those people who accuse Islam of violent religion themselves are the most violent people. And they have the biggest crime. They, you know, commit biggest crime ever on this planet.
All right.
With regard to the Muslim, with regard to the different people and the different human beings. This is one point. Another point is that, unfortunately, this violence has become kind of, you know, double standard. We have some people, for example, they have the slogan of violence. They have the slogan of, I don't know, democracy. Freedom and so on and so forth, but you know that these are some lucrative slogans that has no value actually in
the eyes. And look at the most democratic, we can say, so-called modern countries in the world. For example, the U.S. How domestic violence, rape, you know, shooting, you know, school shooting and university shooting. These are all the manifestations of violence.
Yeah, you've seen the pictures, the videos of, of the police officers killing and is, you know, suffocating a black man.
All right.
On different cases. But these guys, they have this slogan of freedom. I don't know, this slogan of this kind of, you know, non-violent activities. This is very funny, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of joking why these people have this propaganda. And this double standard, everybody understand this issue, this explicit hypocrisy of the American regime.
All right.
And another point is that the unfortunately, yes, we have so-called Islamic groups like Daesh and Salafis, unfortunately, not only in Islam. In other religions, we have these,
extremist groups, radical groups
who claim, who attribute themselves to the divine religion, but they're not from the religion of Islam.
Yes.
And whatever they're practicing in the name of Islam actually is not from Islam.
Okay, that's right.
Hello, IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And Sheikh Rouhani, peace is what is needed for today's world more than before, because the people thought that the modern system of governance might solve the problems, at least in terms of war or something like that. But you could see that, for example, this massacre and genocide taking place in different parts of the world, in the African continent, in some Asian lands, in, we can say, Gaza, Palestine, the war that is taking place between Russia and Ukraine. Okay, so war is unstoppable. Do you believe that the religion of Islam can bring peace to all these lands? And with what method do you think this is possible?
You know, we have two things here. One is the theoretical aspect of the issue, and the other one is the practical. Theoretically, Islam is the religion of peace, you know? But practically, can Islam, for example, bring peace, as you said, between, for example, Ukraine and Russia? Of course, okay. It's not possible, because Muslims are not capable of doing anything in that respect.
All right.
So that's why practically it is not possible. But theoretically, when it comes to the Islam, the Islamic teachings and doctrines, yeah, it can pave the ground for a kind of peaceful life. There are certain teachings in Islam that can provide us with this kind of peaceful life. Let me mention some of them.
Very good.
For example, in Islam, we have concept of jihad. Jihad, first of all, it refers to a kind of a spiritual struggle for self-improvement, you know, and striving for a good life. This is the first, which is jihad al-akbar, the major jihad, which is mentioned in the hadith of the Holy Prophet. But of course, when there is injustice, when you are attacked, when the poor, the needy, the oppressed people are attacked, then against or violence is committed against these poor and oppressed people, innocent people, Islam says that here you have a duty, you have a responsibility to do whatever you can to save these people, you know, to protect these people, to help, to support these people. This is also jihad. So the main objective of jihad is one, to bring peace, to bring a tranquility, prosperity, happiness for the people.
But jihad is always, has always been pictured as a violent action.
Violent action. Yeah. Violent action for bringing peace, for bringing justice, for establishing justice.
Okay.
Then it is a justified violence.
All right.
You know, when you see, for example, there are oppressed people, poor people, they are being oppressed. So if you interfere to establish justice in that society,
this is mostly in
this violence is justified violence.
Okay. This is mostly in defensive format rather than aggressive one, isn't it?
Yeah, you know,
I mean,
for example, you have to defend yourself based on the self-defense principle, which is world widely accepted. You have the right to defend yourself.
Okay.
When you are attacked, you have to do jihad.
All right.
But the point is that if sometimes you are not attacked, you are living in a very safe and protected area, there's no problem.
All right.
But you see that there are, in your neighboring, let's say, lands, there are poor people, oppressed people who are in dire need of help and support, and you can support them.
Very good.
And you are able to help them. In this kind of case, you can have a kind of aggressive jihad because of it, to save those people, to help those people, to bring justice, to bring, let's say, a peaceful life for those, to stop violence against those poor and needy people.
Okay.
This is also justified.
Yes.
You know, as you see nowadays, for example, we have these superpowers, they sometimes attack countries.
Yes.
What is the justification for them? They say, because we want to save these people. We want to, for example,
liberate these people.
Yeah, bring peace.
Unfortunately.
Bring justice. We want to observe human rights, to protect human rights. Yeah, women rights, children rights, environmental, for example, rights. Because of this, we attacked. You know? So this is a kind of excuse that nowadays it is abused by or misused by these superpowers. But Islam says that you, if you are in a situation, in a kind of condition that you're really able to support these people against the oppressors, and if you do not do this, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that man asbah wa lam yahtam bi umur al muslim. So it includes Muslim and even non-Muslims sometimes, because humanity is important.
Yes.
As I say that the life of one single person, Islam does not say that life of a Muslim, says that If you save, if you kill an innocent person can be either Muslim or non-Muslim, without any justice, without any justification, that is the way that we're equal to killing the humanity. So that's why for Islam it is important. First of all, jihad in its first meaning is what is to a self kind of improvement, struggle for the self-improvement. This is the first meaning of jihad. The second meaning is to defend yourself when you're attacked.
All right.
And the third one is that if in a case that you can help a poor and needy person and bring justice there and support him while he is oppressed, in that case, if you act for the help of that people and supporting of that people, that is justified.
All right. That's it. And as we said, this is a defensive, we can say, way of making peace. We know that Islam is the religion of peace. Unfortunately, the radical groups, we know that they were funded and backed even by some of the superpowers in order to make this segregation among the Muslims all around the world. At the same time, the so-called modern secular systems did not bring the peace really to the world. You could see nowadays that, for example, the U.S. is backing Israel, one of the mostly so-called, we can say, modern governments around the world, but killing people, massacring people through, we can say, unstoppable violence, unfortunately. All right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our new website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.